everybody, Amanda again. This is week, I don't even know. anyway, this is the week that we're talking about English language learners and how we effectively make sure that they are, you know, okay in our class, make sure that they're learning and that they feel comfortable in our class. It's just how to incorporate their language without making them feel like they, you know, should be ashamed of having English as not their primary language. So throughout, or after I heard about this, or after we learned about this in class, I tried looking for it in my classroom at Fossil Ridge, but I have no idea where to find it. I haven't been able to actually talk with my teacher about it yet, but it is, Fossil Ridge is a predominantly white school, and I think I've only ever seen one kid of color in any of my classes, and it's kind of, I don't know, I want to say it's kind of sad, maybe, but I'm not totally sure. But it's hard for me to see where it's implemented in the classroom when, at least from what I can see, none of the kids necessarily need that. Or if kids do need it, then I'm personally not seeing it. But I'm going to talk to my teacher more about it tomorrow when I go in, because I go in all day and I actually see her all day. So I'll be able to actually communicate with her and ask, how do you do these kinds of things when there are students that come in that English is not their first language? And I definitely want this information so that way I know how to better, you know, prepare myself for the future. When I'm a teacher, and especially, I expect very much to be in some sort of a rural school, and in that case, there will probably be more students of color. Even in urban schools, too. But if I were to have a student who English was not their first language, I would definitely do everything in my power to make sure that student, or that student feels comfortable, feels like they're learning, they actually learn the material, and I want them to not feel like they're just, you know, being shoved to the side just because they don't speak the same language as I do, or if they do, then, you know, it's just not their first language or anything like that. The main things I feel like I would do is if we were watching a video, I would turn on, subtitles that had that student's language, or give them a printout of what the person is, or the, you know, whatever the video is saying, in their own language, or give them a, maybe not word for word, but at least like a paraphrase, or I can't remember the exact name of it, but of the video, so, you know, they know what's going on, they know what's happening, they know what they're supposed to be learning, and, yeah. All right, well, thanks everyone. Sorry that wasn't too much information, but hopefully I can get more information on this tomorrow from my teacher and delve into a little bit more. Thanks.